leading brethren continue to hurt Paul's ministry. Afterward, when converts among the Gentiles were increasing rapidly, a few leading brethren at Jerusalem began to cherish anew their former prejudices against the methods of Paul. Some of the leaders determined that the work must henceforth be conducted in accordance with their own ideas. If Paul would conform to policies which they advocated, they would acknowledge and sustain his work; otherwise, they could no longer grant it their support. These men had lost sight of the fact that God is the teacher of his people. Every worker in his cause is to follow the divine leader, not looking to man for direct guidance. His workers are to be molded after the similitude of the divine. Paul had taught the people not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. He had looked to God for direct guidance, yet he had been careful to labor in harmony with the decisions of the General Council at Jerusalem. As a result, the churches were established in the faith and increased in number daily. Notwithstanding the lack of sympathy shown him by some, he had encouraged in his converts a spirit of loyalty, generosity, and brotherly love, as revealed in the liberal contributions he placed before the Jewish elders. Paul declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. This brought, even to those who had been doubting, the conviction that the blessing of heaven had accompanied his labors. When they heard it, they glorified the Lord. The methods pursued by the apostle bore the signet of heaven. The men who had urged arbitrary control saw Paul's ministry in a new light and were convinced that their course had been wrong. They had been held in bondage by Jewish customs and traditions, and the gospel had been hindered by their failure to recognize that the wall of partition between Jew and Gentile had been broken down by the death of Christ. This was the golden opportunity for all the leading brethren to confess frankly that God had wrought through Paul and that at times they had erred in permitting his enemies to arouse their jealousy and prejudice. But instead of doing justice to the one who had been injured, they showed that they still cherished a feeling that Paul should be held largely responsible for the existing prejudice. They did not stand nobly in his defense but sought to effect a compromise.